time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. Second week in April. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Weekly show on msonewsports.com. I'm the guy, no one else, Dom Nicastro. And thank you for inviting me into your Merrimack Valley community. Well, we're not going to waste any time because we got to get Thomas Brown of Chelmsford on the horn. The kid was doing some big time stuff on the national scene. He's an All-American again. We're going to find out all about it. See what's going on in his world. We caught up with him a month or two ago when he was crushing it on the state and New England level, but now we had to get the wrap up of what happened nationally. He will tell us all about it after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro back with repeat guests. I think this is guest appearance number three for this gentleman, young fella,
yep.
Thomas Brown of Chelmsford Wrestling and Football. What's going on, Tom?
Not much. Just got back from Nationals.
And that's why you're here. We got to follow every move you make. What happened? take us to the scene where it was and ultimately the final, like where you ended up.
So I was in Virginia Beach this past weekend. Got down there Thursday, weighed in, wrestled Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Wrestled two matches on Friday, won them both. Had a tough one Saturday morning. The quarterfinals, knew the kid was good. He beat me. I lost him, but and I had three more that day. So I had four in total on Saturday. Went 3-1 on Saturday, and then had one match on Sunday for to take third place. So went 3-4-6-1 on the weekend. Pretty well. Obviously I'd like to win. Losing stinks, but
the number one, that is insane. Who is this individual? Who beat Thomas Brown? What kind of human being is this?
He's from South Dakota. He's a good wrestler. He pinned me in the first period, but I got caught. He threw me, put me on my back, and he was like 6'5", 285. So Just a lot of weight.
Yeah. How tall are you?
I'm like 6'2", 6'2 and a half.
So he gave up. I mean, you what'd you learn from it? What'd you take away from that loss? I mean, that's sometimes the best thing, right? You either win or you learn, Tom Brady said.
Oh, yeah. It sucks to lose. Just can't win them all. There's always someone out there that's better than you, no matter, I don't care who you are. And that's probably your Tom Brady. But there's always somebody out there better than you. That's why I do these tournaments, why I travel, to get that competition and to lose. My club team wrestling coach tells me I should have 70% win rate, because you want to keep that, you want to get all those wins, but then you also want to lose a couple. So you know that you're getting the right amount of competition. You're wrestling the good kids.
Yeah. When's the last time you lost at the same level nationals?
It was 2 years ago at that tournament.
Yeah.
Freshman year at that tournament, I lost. So.
Wow. So you end up third in the country in your weight division. Is that what you said?
Yep.
Yeah. And I'm talking to someone who looks a little disappointed in finishing third in the entire nation, which, which I get it, because you really every time you go to a tournament, you're shooting for the podium and the tallest, the number one spot. And
yep.
You go in and you don't accomplish that. So it's like, what does this do for you going forward? Like in terms of your hunger to get back to it.
Definitely, you can never get too cocky, I think I wasn't really cocky, but it was just, there's always something better. So it just pushes you to you lose, you just pushes you to all right, I lost last year. I gotta push a little harder, run that extra mile, run that extra sprint, and because the kid that I lost to ran that extra sprint, ran that extra mile, is doing that extra work. So just gotta always push your body to your max and push yourself to your limits.
Yeah. And what, the competition at the national level, how would you compare it to even, because New England is so strong, Massachusetts is so strong, the Merrimack Valley is so strong. Was there a significant difference in this national competition, or was it hey, I might have wrestled better kids in the Valley?
It's competition, I think, is significant, but it's the gap is becoming smaller and smaller, I think, every year within Massachusetts and New England wrestling. I think we're getting better and better every year. But there's still quite a gap. There's a bunch of kids that placed at New England's, second place kids at New England's, third place kids at New England's that won one or two matches down there. So it's just shows the amount of competition that what the level of competition is out there. And in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, all those states are, it's all they do really out there is just wrestle. So been wrestling their whole life.
Yeah. Did you have any repeat competitors, kids you faced in the past?
I wrestled this kid from New Jersey, in the down below the Constellation bracket, Constellations, from New Jersey. He's a good football player. But I wrestled him my freshman year. Beat him freshman year and beat him again on Saturday. So,
yeah. So you see the same kids, and that's it's always a good measuring stick, right? How did I do against them last time versus this time?
Yeah.
But 6-1, man, on the national level is nothing to be ashamed of. I know you're thinking more about the one than you are the six, because I know you and your competitive nature. But what does happen next for you? In terms of You know, how does the spring look? How does April, May, June look for you? What happens next?
Now I'm mainly focused on football, but still go to a few wrestling tournaments. I'll go back down to Virginia Beach with my club team and wrestle in a few dual meets down there with them. I'll go up to New York and wrestle a tournament. New Jersey, like I wrestled a few more tournaments, but main focus is football right now, just lifting and going to visit schools for football. And I just got back from Holy Cross football visit, so go to camps, get lift, and really turn my attention to football right now.
Yeah. How was the food down there, Virginia Beach?
It wasn't bad. we went on a Sunday night to some restaurant. I had some New England clam chowder, and it wasn't really
it wasn't
New England clam chowder, you know. So,
and they didn't, I imagine, have a replica of the Thomas Brown special calzone that you thought.
No.
With the, what was that? Like cheeseburger, bacon.
Like a cheeseburger, bacon, onion rings. Pretty good. Barbecue sauce.
Yeah. Yeah. This, you know, Merrimack Valley, this, they come up with clever calzone ideas, right? Yeah. Throw this in there too.
Yeah.
But so football is the focus now going forward. And any visits coming up? You know, any particular colleges you're heading out to in the next month or two?
Nothing planned. But I'll probably go out to Buffalo soon.
Nice.
UNH.
Monkowski territory.
Yep.
That's where he's from anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad that Steph Diggs is out of the AFC East. What do you think about it? I mean, that's a nice move, I think.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of that Allen Diggs connection.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really pay attention much to the NFL, but you know,
you're more college.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really watch too much like professional sports, but you know,
yeah. But you're busy enough.
College. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. So, yeah. What do you think about how football is going to look in the fall? You know, how's everything shaping up there team wise and all that?
I think we're looking pretty good. Got most of our starters back. Losing our quarterback in the middle of the season last year really hurt us. He had like a really bad leg injury, but our backup went in, and you know he's back. So our backup that went in for our starter halfway through the year is back. So he did well for us second half of the year, for being put in there last minute. He was playing tight end 2 days before his first game in a quarterback. Then he got put in there one real practice, and then but team's looking pretty good. I think we will improved from last year. Didn't have a season that we would have liked last year, but we'll be better this year.
Yeah, nice. Good attitude. Actually, I know the Chelmsford football community lost a legend, you know, Tom Cato.
Oh, yeah.
Died. And your family must have strong connections to Mr. Cato, right?
Oh, yeah. So my dad played for him. And Coach Cato would call my dad like twice a week and talk to him for like an hour or two, like twice a week. And it was great. I was lucky enough to meet him a few times, and he was truly a legend, you know.
My experience with him. So I started my media career in 2000-ish at the Gloucester Daily Times as a sports editor. And Coach Cato came and because he lived in Gloucester in his later years a little bit, I think. And he became friendly with Terry Silver, who has also passed away in recent years. He was a Gloucester football coach. So Coach Cato actually was an assistant with Terry Silver in Gloucester. And the cool thing about that was they squared off in the 1987 Super Bowl.
Really?
Gloucester Chelmsford, which Chelmsford won 21-14, yeah, and broke my little fifth grade heart from Gloucester. Because I was at that game, Thomas, as a fifth grader in 87. And the quarterback from Gloucester fumbled the ball. But it was called a fumble. And they were on the one-yard line trying to tie it up 21-21. And he fell to his knees, reached over the goal line. He was clearly down. It wasn't a touchdown. He dropped the ball over the goal line. Chelmsford Kai picked it up. They called it a fumble. That was the game. That was the game.
Yeah.
I remember all the names from Chelmsford. I remember Kyle Cripps, the running back. I remember Greg DeGraca had a kickoff return for a touchdown. Dad probably remembers all this.
We were just talking about this game not even 5 minutes before I got on the call.
Are you serious?
Sure, yeah.
Lost to Chelmsford, yeah. We had it on film, too, like VCR tape. And it was like we watched it over and over again. And it's just like, what happened? What happened? And it was a great game. Great game. Two best teams, clearly. And Chelmsford definitely deserved it because they were awesome. I even did some Facebook stalking of Kyle Cripps to see what he's up to because I'm obsessed with that team.
Yeah. You know Scott Moreau?
No.
So he was the old athletic director at Chelmsford years ago. But my dad was on the phone with him, and I walked in the door 20 minutes ago, and they were talking about the game. So it was kind of just kind of funny that you brought it up.
That is funny. Yeah, that is super ironic and coincidental.
And he also played in the game. So that's like kind of
okay. Yeah. 87. What was dad then? Like what grade?
My dad.
87.
Scott Moreau played in the game, not my dad.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay.
The guy that we're on the phone with.
Ah, okay. Yeah, Chelmsford wearing their all, was it? They were in all whites that game, Gloucester, maroon and gold. Chelmsford came back in 04 when I was a sports editor of the Gloucester Times, and Gloucester beat them at Newell Stadium. But yeah, Coach Cato, that was just, real sad news, but what an impact, he had on Chelmsford.
Coach Cato thinks that my dad named me after him. It was funny. He was like, oh, Bobby, you named your son after me. That's what I feel. It was just so funny.
That's just like him. He had a quietness about him, right?
Yeah.
But he had little jabs that were just funny. And I didn't get to see him in action when he was younger, but when he was the assistant for Gloss, he was super quiet. He just was like, hey, son, come here. Like kind of teach you one-on-one. Well, he wasn't like a rah-rah yell in your face guy, at least at that point. I don't know in the 80s, 90s if it was different. But legend. Absolute legend. What's dad saying in the back?
He's saying that my grandfather played with him in college. So.
Oh, play with Cato in college. Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
You, yeah.
That is so cool. But yeah, Terry Silver and Coach Cato somewhere are talking football these days.
Oh, yeah.
Terry was his own little legend in Gloucester for sure, Coach Silver. Well, Thomas Brown, can't thank you enough for coming on again. The Merrimack.
Exactly.
Yeah, of course. We'll catch up soon enough. Football season, I can't wait. Love it. No better time for high school sports for sure. So we'll be following you guys very closely. And see what happens.
All right.
All right. Thanks for catching up, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Thank you for having me. Talk to you later.
Bye now.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. This is a Merrimack Valley Spring Sports Report. Poking around, seeing what's going on. Tewksbury lost to Wilmington in boys lacrosse, 11-6. So Tewksbury hoping to get back on the winning track soon enough. Let's see what else is going on Merrimack Valley wise. How about Chelmsford boys volleyball? Getting the win over Lowell. Gavin Lynn, 3 kills, 8 digs. Liam Quinn, 8 kills, 4 aces. Royce Roxas, 9 kills, 3 blocks. Jack McPhee, 23 assists. What a game for Jack, man. 4 kills. Billerica lacrosse, good bounce back win, they say, over Chelmsford, 16-2. Aiden Gibbons, 3 goals, 2 assists. Flying all over the field, they say. Shovel, they call it, to Cam Panty, 13 for 16 on faceoffs with 2 goals and an assist. Perella, Rizzuto, Murphy, and Murnane, great games on D. So all told, Tremblay, 4 goals and an assist. Priest, 3 goals, 2 assists. Venezia, 1 goal, 1 assist. Conley, 1 goal. And Tellup, 1 goal. Not bad, but Rick Lacrosse looking to get back to good things on the state level. They've been doing some good things in the past few years, for sure. No question about it. How about Methuen Rangers volleyball winning? Tough Monday performance by the Rangers. Need to come out and play. Games look close when you have 38 unforced errors. Have to be better no matter what day it is. So, hey, some constructive criticism there from Rangers volleyball on themselves. 3-1 win. Levesque with a season-high 20 kills. Leduc, career-high 5th. Assessed. What a game. Lots of good volleyball happening in the Valley. What else is going on in the Valley? Let's look. Look at that. Tewksbury lacrosse did bounce back. Boys. Sorry, boys. It was the girls. 14-3 winner over Shawshin Tech. So great job, Tewksbury ladies, for bringing it home. That game over your rivals out of the Berica school. Shawshin, we're still looking around for some good Merrimack Valley news. Yeah, Tewksbury again, a girls tennis season opening 5-0 win. Congratulations to them. Methuen High School varsity softball, nice opening day win, 10-0 over Lowell Catholic. The winner was Mackenzie Urell with 11 Ks, Ari and Keel with each 3 hits. Adriana had a home run and Ella had 3 RBIs. So they were raking. Methuen was for show. Good job. Let's look for one more bit of news out of the Merrimack Valley. We're going to go down to, let's close with some early season rankings for boys lacrosse from the Eagle Tribune. So you're looking at North Andover. North Andover is one of the top. No, excuse me. Andover, number 1. North Andover, number 2. Pinkerton 3, they covered New Hampshire and Mass. So Wyndham 4, Pelham 5, Timberline 6, Central Catholic 7, Whittier Tech 8, Methuen 9, 10 is Haverhill, and 11 Salem, New Hampshire. Well, that does it for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. We will see you next week. That's all there is to it. We're here every week for this show. And thank you for tuning in.